This is a continuation of the text that we've already had five parts of before today. So it's a very simple text introducing people to peace within. The idea, the notion that there actually is peace within, that that peace is a natural quality we can draw on, that it's not something that is mysterious or difficult to attain, that it's more natural than anything about us, really. And whether we've recognized that it's naturally present or not, it remains naturally present. So even if we don't recognize that peace is naturally present, it still is naturally present. It's in the same way that we could look at the weather and say, oh, well, it's a horrible stormy day. Oh, this weather is getting me down. But that horrible stormy weather all rests in wide open space that is equally wide open and peaceful, regardless of a storm or a sunny day. And so, in the same way, our peaceful nature is always present, whether our points of view, our different thoughts, emotions, sensations, experiences are pleasant or not. And so you see, this is what we get to know about ourselves, right? And if we want to get to know that about ourselves, it's up to us. It's very simple. You see, once we have a short moment of peace within, we know what the answer is for us. And so you see, then there's no reason to continue to look. If we had been searching, say, for a precious gem all of our life, a particular precious gem, and we knew every one of its qualities and characteristics. It had certain aspects we were looking for, and we'd become an expert on that. If we found that gem and took it home and had it safely stored away at home, then it would be absurd to go out and continue to look for it when we already had it at home, when our search had ended and we already had it at home. And it's the same with short moments of peace. Once we find that gem of our peaceful nature within us, then we can rely on that. We don't need to keep looking around anymore. Dictionary definitions of experience are very limiting. And if all we know are the dictionary definitions of descriptions, but we don't know their essence, then we're really missing out. All of our hopes and dreams that are based on dictionary definitions end up really availing us nothing. They can never avail us of our peaceful nature. Not unless we know that all those definitions are, in essence, peaceful themselves. So to just keep it very simple is quite important. The older we get, the more we can see that it's important to keep it simple. As we become less able to chase after all our hopes and dreams, then if we're lucky, we'll see that we can keep it simple. Everything rests in peace already, so you see there's no destination to get to. Everything's resting in peace. So that we can know by virtue of that that no matter what we face, it's already resting in peace. We don't have to subdue it and make it rest in peace. It's already resting in peace. So this is very good. It's very simple. We don't have to learn any special cartwheels or headstands. We don't need to learn how to tumble around in any special way. No matter what's occurring, it's already resting in peace, in a simple, heartfelt way that goes beyond the need to describe it. So you see, in this way, we're very lucky. And we'll know we're lucky or not based on who us. Yeah. Who's to say why things are the way we are? They are. If we try to figure that out, we'll just be off on a head trip. If we just rely on our experience, we can see that peace is ours in every moment, without any head trips. That's all we need to know. That's the precious gem that is always ours. And so you see, this is the most important discovery we can ever make and the most important choice we can ever make. If we think that our disturbing states really are disturbing and that they're going to knock us out of any possibility of well-being, then we're always watching out for a foe, an enemy, another disturbing state that's going to rip off our well-being. And this is where we have to become convinced through short moments of peace that our peace is inherent. There's really nothing else to teach ourselves or anyone else. Once we teach ourselves this, then we have access to an instantaneous intelligence that is beyond book learning. If we want to give ourselves any advice or give anyone else advice, this is really the advice to give. When we give advice, we always want to be helping people, right? Or if we give ourselves advice, of course we want to help ourselves and not hurt us. But, yeah. There's simple advice. That's just natural. It's just natural to the way everything is already. We can see that. It's totally natural to the way everything is already. It's unavoidable that everything, every moment is resting in peace. That's completely unavoidable. Everything is held together by the inherent peaceful nature. If you want to call it nature or God or love or whatever you want to call it, it's all right by me. So you see, if we get all wrapped up in words, things can get very confusing. But if we just rely on our peaceful nature, then things aren't so confusing. Everything is simple and clear and well-intended. Yeah, even well-intended, all these things that we thought were so awful are well-intended. Even if there are things that need to be changed, what is the better choice of how to change them? Emotional reactivity or the superintelligence of nature itself? So you see, by resting in peace before the coffin is nailed down, and we get to see that everything's okay. There are all kinds of events we can try to depend upon for our well-being, like national elections or whatever they might be, but the state of the economy, the amount of money we have in our bank account, whether or not we have a job, whether or not we look good, you know, whatever it is. However, none of this will carry us through to the end. Our peaceful nature, it's already here. We're already relying on it completely, whether we know it or not. So to become aware that we're relying on it in our own perceptions is extra special. It's really extra special and it's very simple. When we learn to rest in our peaceful nature, then we see all kinds of things about life that are so simple and very instructive. No matter what appears, it's instructive. So you see, just relax. And please don't try to make something that's so simple complicated for yourself or anyone else. If we don't rely on our peaceful nature and gain confidence in that, then we'll never know that there's an intelligence outside of intellectual speculation and emotional reactivity. The quiet intelligence of our peaceful nature is all powerful. You don't even need to be able to read. Wow. So you see, whether it's our own peace or world peace, it's up to us. It really is up to us. It's already assured, so whether we want to be peaceful or not, peace is already assured. If we run around like chickens with our heads cut off during our life, oh, the sky is falling in, the sky is falling in, or we try to make ourselves think we're happy by attaining all kinds of accomplishments, whatever it might be, we all learn sooner or later that we rest in peace. If we don't learn it during our life, we'll learn it at death. So it's unavoidable. The cosmic superglue is peace, the peaceful nature of everything. That's what sticks everything together in unity. Yeah, this is very good. I'm certainly happy I didn't end up at this age without that. No matter what I could have possibly attained, it could never compare. Never compare, no matter what. When all the doing is done, then, yeah. We're just happy and peaceful to be. Yippee! No weird scenes, no weird costumes. Nothing special to do with the eyes closed or open, staring or distracted. Quiet or noisy. The mall or a monastery. All equal. Carefree childhood or grumpy old age or anything in between. all of it rests in peace. Even the mall.